Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
After Climate Gate, Pachari Gate, Glacier Gate, Amazon Gate. And you've got racketeering globally. That document came out 2 months ago with the UN going and organizing key universities to engage in fraud. We go look at each university, Canada, Australia, the U.S., New Zealand, England. They are all cooking the books, cutting out temperature data that shows that we're cooling. In the last 10 years at least, the heating ended 15 years ago. You've got Pachari making all this money. This is unprecedented because the entire globalist agenda for the UN, IMF, World Bank to set up world taxation and to be able to shut down or curtail any industry that isn't part of their inside coterie, it's all imploding. But the battle isn't over. We've won a lot of big battles. We've now got the initiative. We can beat them, but they're ensconced. They're dug in. We're going to have to go house to house with these people in our towns, our cities. Schwarzenegger's organizing governors and mayors to take over locally. Absolute treason. He needs to go back to his own country. They'll sure kick him out in Austria. James Dillingpole writes regularly for the Times of London, the Sunday Times, the Daily Telegraph. He's also a TV critic, The Spectator. He is the author of various novels, including, and we'll tell you about some of those. Also, well, he's a best-selling author and one of the great analysts breaking down what these people are up to. We'll also give you his website. This is a short segment, but James, is it safe to say, or let me ask you this question, is this exploding in their face in an even bigger fashion than you thought ClimateGate would originally?
Definitely. You know, I thought Christmas had come early with ClimateGate. It seems that next Christmas has come early as well, because this has been fantastic. We are having so many scandals, I almost can't keep up with it. But that's the good news. The bad news is, as Shakespeare said, we have scotched the snake but not killed it. And that's the problem. The snake, I think, the great AGW, anthropogenic global warming snake, is much more dangerous now it's wounded. I think you're going to see all sorts of devious attempts by the IPCC, by the various green movements, to try and trick their way out of the situation. And we've got to be on our guard.
They've gone from stonewalling to now the BBC, The Age, and others going, oh, there were a few bad scientists that meant well because they know how real the problem is. And we now see the IPCC head and others saying, well, we did want to make it look worse because it is a real problem. So now they're saying we lied to save you.
Well, it's interesting, Alex. Are your listeners familiar with Dr. Rajender Pachauri, the guy in charge, the beardy guy? He looks a bit like I call him the troll impersonator. He looks a bit like Saruman from Lord of the Rings.
Well, he looks like Osama bin Laden's older brother.
He does. Yeah, he's uglier older brother. Yeah, that's the guy. Well, Dr. Pachauri, he's in charge of the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And as you know, he's been exposed for having all sorts of extraordinarily diverse business connections. You know, he's heavily involved in carbon trading. He's even got an involvement in an oil company, which is kind of weird, given that he's supposed to be saving the planet from big oil. Anyway, you know, he's in it up to the neck in carbon trading, which is a kind of, I think the most polite way of putting it is he has certain conflicts of interest. Okay, so this has been going on for quite some time. He's been exposed by us gallant bloggers. And who are the guys calling most loudly for his resignation? Why, funnily enough, they are the environmentalists.
Stay there, James. James Dillingpole, top writer over in England, author, researcher. Somebody who's really been tracking this fraud. Long segment coming up. I want to just go through all the new scandals one by one, each one dwarfing ClimateGate, each one more wild. And you said it. It's five or six new scandals a day. I can't even keep track of it, but we're going to try here today. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have the best-selling author of Obamaland, I Have Seen the Future and It Doesn't Work, journalist Mr. Dillingpole with us. His website is jamesdillingpole.com, and he's with us for the rest of the hour. Now, if you just joined us, we're going to chronicle the aftermath of Climategate. And it's kind of like a battle at sea where you torpedo a big ship and it starts exploding and burning, but then the magazine where all of its explosives and artillery shells are stored ignites, and the whole ship just blows up. Now, they're still in our local towns and cities. They've invested hundreds of billions. They're not going to stop, but their capital ship, their main flagship, has completely exploded. They are now known as frauds, but they don't care. They're going to continue on. So we're going through the UN climate chief, who is admitting, all these errors in their reports, but it's coming out that they, quote, did want to make it look worse so that we would accept them saving us. And, of course, he makes money off shutting down ancient, and when I say ancient, some of the oldest and best steel mills, forges in England, and the government pays him to then set one up in India. So this is also a hijacking of industry. We're covering that scandal first. Then we're going to get into all the other scandals with Mr. Dillingpole. Please continue, sir.
Here we've got Dr. Pachauri, who is the bearded troll impersonator we talked about earlier. And this guy is in charge of the UN body responsible for telling the world that the world is getting dangerously hotter. It's all man's fault. We must spend lots and lots of money. We must increase regulation. We must have carbon credits, carbon controls. And lo and behold, what is this guy doing? He happens to have involvement in the carbon trading industry. This carbon trading industry, which was invented, of course, by Ken Lay of Enron. This guy has got connections with the Chicago Carbon Exchange, which, of course, is whose shareholders include Goldman Sachs and Al Gore. So, you know, the net broadens. There are a lot of very rich people and organizations who are involved in this massive scam. And so Pachaurigate, as we call it, is this guy being exposed as being compromised, let us say. Then after Pachaurigate, we get this thing called Glaciergate. It turns out that the United Nations, the IPCC's fourth assessment report, you know, supposed to be the most accurate, up-to-date, most scientifically reliable report on the state of the planet, climate-wise, tells us that the world's glaciers could be gone by 2035. Now, 2035 is not very far away, is it? So that's kind of quite a scary prospect. Could it be that man's evil work has been melting our glaciers so quickly they're going to be gone by 2035? Well, guess what? No, it isn't true at all. It turns out that this report got its figures wrong. The actual figure it should have quoted was 2350. That's a difference of, I don't know, you do the math, but it's over 200 years, isn't it? How did the IPCC, which is supposed to be the work of what is it, 2,000 expert scientists in their field, 2,500 peer-reviewed scientists, we're told, how come this mistake got slipped into this reliable report? Well, it turns out that the IPCC plays pretty fast and loose with its scientific fact. It got this from a magazine article in New Scientist. Where did New Scientist get this information from about the glaciers melting by 2035? It got this information from a conversation on a mobile phone with an Indian chap who has since admitted that he made a terrible mistake. Now, funny, isn't it, that the IPCC never bothered to check up on this mistake. You know, this is the reliable, they keep using this word robust. The IPCC peer-reviewed process is robust. Well, I'm sorry, but this is anything but robust. This is climate fraud.
Now, James Dillingpole, investigating this for major publications in England and the United States, we know that when they have this mantra of, but it's peer-reviewed,
peer-reviewed,
ignore ClimateGate and one of the main climate facilities used by the UN at East Anglia, England, ignore the fact that they are trying to hide decline. We have all these other scientists all peer-reviewed, but when you look at it, they are all using the data collated at that university and three or four others who are all in the emails lying together. And then we go and look at the temperature measurements with NASA and with New Zealand and with everybody. It's all fraud. It's all lies. And their peer-reviewed journals are somebody on a cell phone. I mean, you know, you could just call into the UN and say, Martians are going to land if we don't put taxes on gasoline. Oh, that's it. Peer-reviewed. Put it in there.
Yep. That's absolutely right. I think whenever you hear somebody use the phrase peer-reviewed, you should reach for your Browning, because peer-reviewed, I'm sorry to say, is a bankrupt notion since ClimateGate, because what the ClimateGate emails from the University of East Anglia showed quite clearly was that the scientists at the heart of this process are shutting out of the peer review process any scientists who disagree with them. So it's not a question of the pursuit of scientific truth. It's not to do with the open sharing of information and the replacement of one hypothesis by another hypothesis, which is the way that traditionally science has advanced through the ages. Otherwise, we'd be still thinking the world was flat.
But in the new science, you're not allowed to question Al Gore. He says it's settled. That's the end of it. And but isn't it worse, sir? Because they're not just only allowing a small inner group to produce these fake studies that have been proven to all be absolute fraud. They will never release the data And now, because the data is being forced to be released, we find out when you actually go to Russia or go to China or go to the United States or go to South America that the numbers they use from the temperature measurements are absolute frauds every time you spot check. I mean, this needs to be fully audited, but again, the UN and all the major governments are behind this, so how do you let the crooks audit themselves?
Well, I know. I mean, have you seen the fantastic report released today by Joseph DeLeo, who's a meteorologist, and Anthony Watts of the famous What's Up With That website? It's fantastic. It says, surface temperature records, policy-driven deception. And what it argues, this very thorough report, is that the surface data records from the last century or so are so corrupt and unreliable that we cannot even be sure that any global warming whatsoever has taken place in the last century or so.
And they've got a lot of tricks, too. They will, all over the world, this is on record now, we posted the mainstream articles where they admit it, in the last 20 years, these funded groups have set up their own reading systems, or they have contracted with airports, or they've contracted with weather centers on top of buildings, where they know the temperature is going to be many degrees hotter, and that's
right.
Another way.
It's called the urban heat island effect. What this means is that the weather sites, you know, which where temperatures have been measured around the world, originally they were built maybe on the edge of town, and as civilization, as cities have grown in size, so the area surrounding the weather gauge has become, you know, more and more built up. Some of these things are sited near airports. So what this means is that inevitably, the temperature records they're keeping have been distorted by the urban heat island effect, of the cities, because cities are warmer than the country outside. That's how it works. So how are we to trust these records which show that the earth is getting warmer when it may simply be the result of the urban heat island effect? But that's not all. What happened in the sometime between the 1970s and the 1990s is that they vastly reduced the number of weather stations used to compile the world temperature data records. And what they generally did, these organizations like NASA and the Climatic Research Unit, was that they cherry-picked the temperature data sites that suited their cause, i.e. they ignored the ones at higher latitudes and higher altitudes, and they concentrated on the ones which would show that the world was getting warmer, and then kind of took an average. Now, inevitably, what happened is that you saw this upward tick in the graph, which is exactly what they want, because an upward tick in the graph shows that the world is getting warmer. It must be man-made, and action must be taken.
But the Russians and others came out and exposed that, and they've now been forced to admit that they did indeed do that. They would just take the warmer southern areas and create an average for the entire country, for the frozen north as well, the frozen northern areas of Russia, you know, Siberia and many other areas. Of course, they're a lot colder than southern Russia. I mean, this is bona fide fraud, and what ClimateGate proves is they're all coordinating with each other to engage in fraud.
Yes, it is, I have to say, a conspiracy on a very, very large scale. And it unites some oddly disparate groups, because on the one hand, you've got the yogurt-weaving eco-loons, you know, the green activists, who have found themselves in this weird, unholy alliance with big oil, big banks, you know, Rothschilds, Goldman Sachs, in alliance with the technocrats of the European Union, in alliance with scientists at various government-funded institutions. It's a very strange and broad coalition campaigning for this.
Well, the communists always work for the banks. In every case, we find that, because the big banks don't want freedom. In many cases, they want monopolies, and a gang of machine gun-toting hippies can deliver it. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
JamesDillingpole.com, that's his website, best-selling author on Obamaland. With us for the rest of the hour as we chronicle all of the fraud coming out and the fact that they're now capitulating because they know the stonewalling has backfired on them. Now they're saying, yes, we did make it more severe than it is to convince you that you need to be saved by us, but it still is bad. And I've got quote after quote where they're basically saying that, and it's coming out that Al Gore is making all this money. The Rothschilds own one of the big carbon trading scams. Pachauri's hooked up with all of them. Another IPCC scientist reveals how UN scientists talked about trying to make the IPCC report so dramatic that the U.S. would just have to sign Kyoto Protocol. That's in mainstream news. Even CNN's reporting that. The BBC's having to admit that there's problems. I mean, they wouldn't report on ClimateGate for, what, 3 weeks after it broke?
That's right. I think what you're going to see happening next, Alex, is that there's going to be a period of retrenchment where all the warmists suddenly say, okay, hands up, you know, we admit there may have been a few mistakes. And you know what they're going to do next? They will chuck Pachauri off the back of the sledge to the wolves. And they will hope that while the wolves devour Pachauri, the sledge can move on through the snow and they'll escape. It ain't going to happen. We wolves aren't going to allow it to happen.
Same thing on Bankergate with Geithner and Bernanke. There's no way they're getting out of this now.
Well, I would sincerely hope not. I mean, you know, these are bad guys doing bad.
But that's what I mean. Chunking them overboard isn't going to be enough. I mean, people are really starting to get it.
Yeah, I think something incredible is going on right now. I mean, I really feel like we're part of a really exciting movement. We are storming the Bastille. The Berlin Wall is coming down, and we, the people, are definitely winning against the forces of darkness. But having said that, although it is an exciting revolutionary moment, and it's really great to be part of this wonderful, you know, popular uprising, which incidentally is supported by the U.S. opinion polls. Have you seen the latest Pew opinion survey, which shows that Americans are less interested than ever in the idea of man-made global warming? They just don't believe it anymore. They think the whole thing stinks. So the people are on side. But unfortunately, what you have is government, you have big oil, you have a lot of the big capitalist companies, you have, you know, the European technocrats, you have stuff.
But see, James, that shows the hoax. Almost all of big oil has been aligned for over a decade because they're controlled by the big banks. They want this new derivative scam.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the world economy has gone to pot. They need a new revenue stream. What better than to invent this wonderful new thing, which is the emperor's new clothes of global trading, and that is carbon trading. It is trading thin air. It's Enron economics.
Well, I want to talk about that when we come back, but when I first talked to you off air, you used the analogy of the Battle of the Bulge.
I'm afraid so. I think we can't talk enough about Hitler where the Green Movement is concerned, because, of course, the Nazis were the first Greens, really. And I think that what's going to happen next is that we're going to get our Battle of the Bulge moment where the bad guys start coming back at us in force. You know, it's surprising. We think we've won, but no, they've got a lot more up their sleeve just yet.
So how do you see this unfolding? And they're already launching new things. The ocean's going to turn into pure acid.
Well, you know, so many, that will definitely be one of their, you know, I reckon that little by little they will start abandoning the global warming lie, and they will move on to something else. They will, because it's obviously very important for them to portray carbon dioxide is the bad guy in all this. You know, the fact is that carbon dioxide is plant food. Plants grow more easily the more carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere, and that's why when you get industrial farming, you get these greenhouses pumped with considerably greater quantities of CO2 than we have in our atmosphere right now. If they can't show that carbon dioxide is causing global warming, how do they still go on painting it as the bad guy? Well, their next move is to talk about ocean acidification. You know that it causes ocean acidification, and this is going to be a massive disaster for our seas. Now,
that's another trick, because the ocean is acid. It's carbolic.
Yes. Well, also, what you find is that the ecosystem deals with this sort of problem quite naturally. It's not going to create ecological disaster. But keeping up with these guys, with these slippery, you know, it's like trying to wrestle an eel covered in mud. I mean, how do you do it? How do you keep up with these new factoids that keep being produced by the warmest?
Stay there. Let's continue to break that down. Let's get into some of the other scandals. Recap the criminal investigations with ClimateGate, Copenhagen falling apart, what Prince Charles is up to. It's all coming up with our guest, James Dillingpole. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The other big hoaxes coming up in the next hour. You know, we told you back in 2002, we'd gotten all the details then, that it was the most weaponized U.S. grade anthrax ever seen. Now, 8 years later, the Wall Street Journal, Washington Times, reporting it was the most super weaponized U.S. and that Fort Detrick couldn't even do it, but that it is U.S. designed. Now, they claim that a couple different people made this in a bucket in their basement, ladies and gentlemen. Anthrax made in the basement, very rarely will even get somebody sick. You know, the trick is actually getting them infected, getting it into their lungs. This stuff was super miniaturized. I mean, the list goes on and on. That's coming up. I also want to get into Oliver Stone suggests Hitler is easy scapegoat. What does that deal with? Well, he's got a new 10-part documentary, The Secret History of the U.S., coming out, where they actually do get into how big banks financed the Nazis to a great extent. But he's not telling you that they also financed the communists. The truth is big banks end up financing everybody. It really seems that there's a boogeyman in the center of the universe. It's these institutions. They're just designed for fraud. So that's coming up in the next hour. Was a potential false flag attack to be blamed on Muslims foiled? Got a report there. Also in England, they're saying airline passengers have no right to refuse naked body scanners. So we're going to be covering that. Schwarzenegger says send inmates to Mexico. Pretty soon they'll just send us to Devil's Island like the French did. But that is all coming up in your phone calls in the next hour. Going back to James Dillingpole, who's a writer for the Times of London, Sunday Times of London, the Daily Telegraph, the Spectator, and best-selling author, of course, of Obamaland. I have seen your future, and it is doesn't work. So, and he wrote that right when Obama got into office. He's certainly been proven right. So we've been proven right with the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic. Get those DVDs and keep educating folks, because we are starting to route these people at InfoWars.com. Okay, James, getting back now, I've been asking a lot of questions, but I want to get into other, you're a wellspring of knowledge on these issues, how you see them counterattacking, how they're trying to buttress themselves by giving each other awards, Prince Charles going and visiting the main nest of criminals.
Yeah.
What happened with ClimateGate, the new investigations. In hindsight, what ClimateGate blowing up the Copenhagen fraud did to the move for the EU-wide global dictatorship. James Dillingpole, break it down.
Well, Alex, I had a very depressing lunch on New Year's Day with a distant member of my family. And it turns out he's now working for something called the European Climate Foundation. And the European Climate Foundation is one of those charitable bodies which is pumping in a lot of money into funding climate change advocacy groups. It is up to the neck. It was there at Copenhagen at the negotiating table, you know, staying in all the best hotels. And I asked him whether ClimateGate, which, as you remember, broke during the beginning of the Copenhagen, Libtard Fest. And I said, has ClimateGate had any effect whatsoever on the negotiation process? And do you know what he said? It didn't even register. He said, as far as we were concerned, the process moves on. We don't really care what other people say. All that matters is the process. And this, I'm afraid, is what we're going to see throughout the world. We're going to see big government ignoring the arguments against man-made global warming completely and carrying on with the legislation on carbon, carrying on with the taxing. The reason this scam is so dangerous, as I keep trying to remind, I blog about this every day for the Telegraph in London, and some people say to me, why do you keep going on and on about this subject? Why can't you talk about something else?
Because I want to hear your answer, but it's a takeover of society. It's a cult. You've got Common Purpose and others funded by this EU group. Here locally in Austin, they reported last year that a CIA attached Special Forces colonel is running for the city, the Green Movement. They're taking property. They're implementing. Schwarzenegger is getting the governors and mayors together. And so I think what you're saying here is this is literally a collectivist a cult of robbers, and they're brainwashing our kids. They're not going to stop. They've got kids writing fake tickets in England and the U.S. and the New York Times, climate cops. They've got TV shows about reporting on your neighbors. The point is, this is the Bolsheviks.
I would say, Alex, that it is no exaggeration at all to say that the Green Movement is more dangerous than the Communist Movement or even the Nazi Movement. And the reason is that, okay, we had to fight a terrible war to defeat Nazism. But the point was that the threat of Nazism was essentially military. We defeated the Soviets as well through a combination of proxy wars and effectively Ronald Reagan bankrupted them, didn't he, through the Star Wars program. The Green Movement is more dangerous in a way because it is more insidious. It is not confronting us through military means. It is presenting itself as this caring movement, which only a heartless, nature-hating, evil person could possibly disagree with. And that is why it presents a problem to those of us who understand its true menace. How do we show to the world at large that this movement threatens our society, threatens our freedoms, threatens everything we believe in? It's a big problem because, you know, a lot of the people involved in the Green Movement are cuddly, polar bear loving, caring people. They're not nasty people. And it is a constant struggle fighting against their arguments.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I mean, I have the New York Times. I have the L.A. Times. I see it where I live. I see the textbooks. I put my children in a...
For example, you know, I mean, my daughter started doing having choir lessons at Christmas. And one of the songs they sang was that lovely song about the snowman, which is very nice. And another of the songs was called When Will We Learn? And it went on and on about, you know, when will we learn to be so, you know, to stop being so horrible to nature? Humans are evil, you know, we must save the planet. The kids are brainwashed, you know.
And let me stop you. Let me stop you, because I was about to say, I put my kids in private school for 1 year. And even a Christian private school, it was all government-approved brainwashing. We tried even by homeschooler material. Most of it has the brainwashing. And they chant these songs in the public schools. They have the kids go home and write fake tickets and reports on their parents. Don't take a hot bath. Don't run the water while you brush your teeth. And it has nothing to do with the environment. That's the thing. They say, well, it's to save the earth. No, these are cold-hearted tacticians at the top that want to create an anti-human guilt to make humanity the enemy so the collectivists can run the state.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is very much like the Hitler Youth being encouraged to report on their parents. You know, my son is at one of the most expensive, most highly rated private prep schools in the country. And even he gets fed the eco-propaganda. And one of the reasons he gets this eco-propaganda, and the school has actually designated itself an eco-school, the reason it does so is because half the middle-class mothers actually like this nonsense. They like to hear that the school is an eco-school and that teaches their children this rubbish, because it has become a fashionable agenda for the what we call the chattering classes, you know, the yummy mummies. All these nice, you know, high-earning middle-class people, they too subscribe to the organic movement. They too.
Let me go further. Mark Dice is a reporter who I know. He went out last week in San Diego.
Yeah.
And over 90% of the people he talked to,
yeah,
it was mainly women, young women, and middle-class, middle-aged women. They all, the women except for one old lady, said ban free speech. He had a fake petition saying ban free speech, arrest anybody that disagrees with Obama. It's time to shut these people up. And they would sign it, put their name, their info. I mean, they are ready, and they think we run society, we're good, and so now it's a Nazi/Soviet movement run by a bunch of useful idiot women.
Yes, useful idiot, well-paid husbands, middle-class women. Yeah, exactly. With all these wonderful lifestyles, and they want to reintroduce eco-fascism to the world. It is very, very scary.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you about your kids. It's just that we're all having this experience of living in a more and more Orwellian system where our children are denouncing us and you know, literally right out of 1984, and we see it. This will lead to North Korea if they win.
Well, this is what of course Jenna Goldberg talks about in liberal fascism. You know, fascist movements throughout the 20th century, and the same applies to communist movements in the 20th century. What they needed was a cause so great that it required government to step in and override individual freedom, because this cause was so important that only mass government action could deal with it. And of course, with environmentalism, they have the perfect excuse to ride roughshod over democracy, to deny voters the right to choose who governs them, because this cause is so important that only the United Nations, only world government can really save us from this menace. This is what we're up against.
But didn't that backfire on them for decades? I'd read UN, Club of Rome, saying they were going to set up a world government, that we'd pay taxes to them. And they said, oh, you're crazy, that doesn't exist. I'm like, but I have your own book. I have your own biological diversity assessment, 1996. So they stonewalled, but now they come out and go, world government's here to save you, to save the penguins, the polar bears. That I think that's another reason they're so discredited, is they're so full of hubris and arrogance, they think they can just sit up there and say, the science is settled, world government will save you. People fundamentally, even if they're dumbed down, know science is never settled. That's what the scientific method's all about. People know.
We can never mention often enough the involvement of Maurice Strong, who is one of the great believers in world government. He now lives in China, of course, which is his spiritual home. Maurice Strong, a great advocate of world government, who is also heavily exposed to the carbon trading industry. And guess what? He was the guy who was in charge of the first great eco summit, the Rio summit. That was Maurice Strong's baby.
And he said, isn't it our job to destroy industrial society? And now, literally every day, I see other UN scientists quoting him.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we were talking about science just a moment ago. I mean, are you aware of the concept of post-normal science?
Yes.
Post-normal science is the idea that the new science no longer looks for any kind of objective truth. It no longer looks at the data and draws conclusions from the data. Instead, post-normal science is about science twisted to a particular cause. In this case, of course, the cause of man-made global warming. That these scientists have decided, okay, man-made global warming exists. We're not going to look at any more evidence. We've decided it definitely exists because all our theoretical models show it does, so it must do. So what we're going to do from now on is not look at any more raw evidence. What we're going to do is tamper with the evidence so that it supports our cause. This is the new science.
Well, I do believe in a creator, but, I mean, is it not beautiful that it got so much colder right as their 25-year plan, at least that old?
It's fantastic, Alex. You know, we don't have as much money on our side as the opposition does. My good God, we don't. But one thing we do have on the side is Mother Gaia, or rather, the weather. The weather is really supporting our cause big time. I think you've been having a pretty cold time in America, haven't you? We've had our first major snow in years, and it's been glorious to listen to the BBC and the Met Office and the CRU and all these other people who've been pushing this man-made global warming thing, suddenly trying to have to defend themselves against the fact that outside you've got pretty much polar conditions, you know, and so they have to come up with these phrases like weather is not the same as climate, and this is the kind of extreme weather we can expect to look forward to in the future under global warming. And people are saying, well, if it's warming, how come it's cold? And they say, well, you don't understand the science. You see, the science is blah, blah, blah. Well, it's great.
They said that their peer-reviewed journals were bulletproof, and every time they're examined, every time they will release the data, which is always very suspicious in science,
yes,
we find them making mistakes. No, it's fraud. Now, and of course, the mistakes are always towards saying it would be warm. It's never the other way. Totally premeditated, as the ClimateGate documents show. But you talked about the enemy within. I wanted to read Marcus Tullius Cicero, Roman philosopher and historian. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, i.e. Hitler. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through the alleyways, heard in the very halls of the government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague.
Well, there you are. Nothing new under the sun, as the Romans would say. Yeah. Exactly. Well, he knew what he was talking about, didn't he? It is. It's the enemy within is a much more insidious prospect to have to deal with than an enemy plain in view.
But it seems the Brits are waking up to common purpose and these EU foundations literally taking control of almost every local citizen activist charity. I mean, it does seem people are waking up there. Here, Americans are a little bit slower, but I mean, it's horrible.
Alex, I can tell you that the grass always looks greener on the other side. I can tell you that we are actually probably slower to pick up on these things than you are in America. You know, for example, in my Obamaland book, I talk about our Prime Minister Tony Blair, who completely ruined this country through all sorts of human rights legislation, all these measures designed to increase the control of the state over the populace. We did not rebel against him. We did not, we drank the Kool-Aid for 12 years. At least in America, look what's happened after only a year of Obama.
But that's the key. That's the key, though. In the name of human rights, they took your rights.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But you, at least your Americans are fighting back.
Well, I mean, the Brits seem to be getting pretty upset. The problem is Gordon Brown, he unelected. You can't seem to get rid of him because they manipulate Parliament. Stay there. Yeah. Final segment with you coming right back. James Dillingpole is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
James Dillingpole is our guest. Writes for multiple international newspapers. Best-selling author. We got 5 minutes left with him. James, You were telling me off air, though, and I mentioned it, but I want you to elaborate. You know, they do this. They give Nobel Prizes to Obama 2 weeks after he's elected. I mean, they made the decision then. They make Bernanke Man of the Year. They have Prince Charles, you told me, going to worship the particular facility caught red-handed in ClimateGate.
Yeah, he's gone to tell the people at the climatic research unit that everything's okay. He says, "Well done, all of you," said our future king. So that's all right then. It seems that there was no climate fraud going on after all, because our Prince of Wales says so. It's a bit sad, isn't it? But there are so many powerful people involved in this scam. And, you know, what are we going to do about it? Today, you've got the Spanish Minister of the Environment talking about when Spain takes over the presidency of the European Union, that the fight against climate change and the steps that the European Union must urgently take in order to apply the Copenhagen Accord. You know, the process moves on regardless.
But their own report says that their windmill systems made people lose 2.2 jobs.
That's
for
right.
Every.
I love that fact, Alex. Yeah, that's right. For every green job that is created, 2.2 jobs are lost in the real economy. So you can imagine how my heart really leaps when I hear our future Prime Minister, David Cameron, who was supposed to be a Conservative, by the way, talking about how one of his priorities when he gets into power, when Gordon Brown goes, our ailing socialist Politburo chief, when he goes, his replacement's priority is going to be to create green jobs. Yeah.
But that's exactly what Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, the UN, the individual Maurice Strong, they all say they want to destroy industrial society.
A Russian oligarch. You know, there are so many plutocrats who are exposed to carbon trading, which is why they are so desperate for Kyoto to be, for the Kyoto carbon trading agreement to be ratified at Mexico this year. And our job, our main job, is for this to be stopped. We've got to derail this gravy train somehow, Alex. Can you do it? Can you help me?
Sir, I'm absolutely trying. We have no future if we don't. But the point I'm making is they're on record saying they want to destroy jobs. They know cold-bloodedly they want to bankrupt everybody, so we're all dependent on their collective estate.
I think there's probably a grain of truth in that. It's a few powerful people trying to divvy up the economy for themselves and crush the ordinary folks like you and me.
Well, that's a grain the size of, the size of Texas. I mean, it's every time I drill down to the base level, it's population reduction. I mean, look what the Chinese said at Copenhagen. They said global one-child policy.
Yeah, well, it's amazing how many of the people pushing ATW are also obsessed with the idea of reducing population. We've got a guy called Jonathan Porritt, who is one of Prince Charles's advisors, and he is, a rampant deep green. And he is very keen on population control. We should all be limited to the number of children we have. There is essentially a strong strain of misanthropy which runs through the hearts of many people.
James, I tell you what, I know you've got to go. I've got a one-minute break. Come back and do about 4 minutes with us to finish up on the next stage of the fight, because I want you to be able to finish on that. What's coming up in Mexico? Stay right there. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.